This is North Shore Today for Friday, October 27, 2017. Mary Marcos writes in today's Salem News, the Peabody City Council's Ad Hoc Committee on Medical Marijuana decided at Thursday night's meeting to move applications by three medical marijuana dispensary companies ahead for a possible vote in 2 weeks. The committee unanimously agreed to hear presentations from Phytotherapy, Inc., 25 Newbury Street, A. Chara Development, 0 Newbury Street, and Sanctuary Medicinals, Inc., 29 Newbury Street, for 25 minutes each at its next meeting on November 9. The council will have an unlimited amount of time after each presentation for question and answer sessions. The vote will determine whether or not the city gives each applicant a letter of non-opposition, which allows the applicant to go to the State Department of Public Health for review. If an applicant is approved by the state, they come back to the city to apply for a special permit to open a medical marijuana dispensary. Mary Marcos' article continues, the applicants would negotiate a host agreement with Mayor Ted Betancourt prior to being issued the special permit, and the city council will be notified of what the agreement entails prior to the decision. City councilors were once again concerned about how to deny an applicant a special permit while avoiding a lawsuit. The possibility of pushing off a vote entirely was entertained for a short time. City Council President Joel Saslaw talked the committee out of that delaying tactic. Much more in this article written by Mary Marcos in today's Salem News. A community meeting in Lynn last night centered on the future use of Lynn's Union Hospital. Bill Newell reports.
Rick, reporter Daniel Kane writes in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn that a crowd of residents pressed Salem Hospital leaders for answers about the future of Lynn's Union Hospital. With Union Hospital set to move all inpatient care to Salem Hospital by October of 2019, the North Shore Medical Center held a community meeting Thursday night at the Franco-American War Veterans Hall in Lynn. North Shore President and cardiologist David Roberts led the discussion, going over data about Union Hospital's patient care and outlining possible medical uses for the site. He pitched the crowd on the concept of a medical village located on a portion of the current Union Hospital site. It could take care of 96% of Lynn's health needs, including urgent care, especially services, support services, behavioral health, and primary care service, he said. He was less optimistic about creating a satellite emergency facility at the site, a more expensive option that would operate as an emergency room at a separate location from the hospital. Quote, it's $10 million and could even put patients at risk, he said. About a quarter of all patients that go to such a facility need to be transported again to a hospital, according to Roberts. After the presentation, Roberts opened up the conversation to the crowd of about 40 to 50 people. Rose Posey spoke in favor of keeping an emergency service in Lynn, saying that the additional time needed to get to Salem Hospital could pose a danger to critical patients. Quote, if an ambulance is rushing to a Salem Hospital from Linfield during the rush hour, people could die, she said. Ward 1 City Councilor Wayne Losey asked why the North Shore leaders were still focused on vague concepts rather than a concrete plan for Union's future. Quote, if we're only being presented with a few options, he said, you should have probably started planning already. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, Bill, thank you. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Salem News, a Danvers Water Department worker suffered a leg injury when a shallow trench partially collapsed on him during water main work on Mill Street Thursday morning. Department of Public Works Director David Lane declined to identify the town employee out of concern for his privacy. The incident was reported to police and fire officials at 8:43 a.m. Sergeant Kevin Janvrin, who was at the scene around 9:30 a.m., is quoted as saying, we responded to a partial trench collapse here. Janvrin said the DPW crew was digging a trench down the middle of the road. The side street is off River Street in Danversport, about a block from Port Center. The street was the scene of heavy equipment, long water mains, and water department trucks. Janvrin is again quoted as saying, the fire department was in the trench when I got here. The police officer described the injury as non-life-threatening, and Lyons Ambulance transported the worker to Beverly Hospital. He said police were holding the scene for state investigators. Lane said a water department crew was digging a trench for new water mains on Mill Street. More on this story in today's Salem News, story written by Ethan Foreman. Today's Lynn item is reporting that State Senator Thomas McGee and State Representatives Lori Ehrlich, Donald Wong, Brendan Crichton, and Dan Cahill said Lynn schools will receive help to close student proficiency gaps and ensure all students are college and career ready. In addition to the $100,000, there is $49,500 available for targeted support activities to selected Level 3 schools to receive a turnaround site visit from a preferred vendor and support for planning activities to create a turnaround plan based on the results in the site visit report. McGee is quoted as saying, "It's great to see that Lynn is receiving this grant to help improve Title I Levels 3 focused schools in Lynn." The money will pay for programs aimed at helping Lynn school programs build what the State Department of Elementary and Secondary Education officials called a community of practice through leadership, shared responsibility, and professional collaboration. This improvement goal includes developing intentional practices for improving teacher-specific and student-responsive instruction and encouraging safe and respectful learning environment for students and a collegial, collaborative, and professional culture for teachers. More on this story in today's Daily Item. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.